I'm in the Long Ranger track. I've been getting my wife gifts, and for the first time in 24 years, a month ago, she told me she wanted a separation and divorce or whatever. Now when I give her a gift, she says she doesn't want it, that I know what she wants, meaning she wants me to separate. Should I separate because that's what she wants, or should I keep at it?
Let's start with the separation piece. So a separation accomplishes exactly what it describes. It separates people. It's divisive. And it is never helpful, ever. It never contributes to a reconciliation. I don't think in all the years I've been doing this, I have ever recommended a separation. And I don't recommend one to you. I do not recommend that you separate from your wife. In fact, let me say it really strong. Under no circumstances should you abandon your family. Now, I know that's a strong word, especially since you're the one here in the program trying to keep your family together, and it's your wife who you probably think is wanting to abandon it. But I use that word because if you leave, in my opinion, that's what you'll be doing. You'll be abandoning your marriage and your family if you have children and your home. I know that wouldn't be what was in your heart. What would be in your heart would be to comply with your wife's wish, which I'm going to talk more about in a second. But I use that word because although that might not be your intent, that would be what your action would demonstrate, and that's why I don't recommend it, because I want you to be a man of principle. And as a matter of principle, you should refuse to leave your home, abandon your family, abandon your wife. And so under no circumstances, I mean, unless you're physically at risk, if you're in the Lone Ranger track like Jeff is, and you're dealing with an obstinate spouse, you have to accept from the get-go that you have a different agenda than your spouse. Jeff, you want to reconcile. Your wife, let's say for discussion purposes, wants to exit the marriage. And so you cannot expect, you should not expect, that the things that I'm going to be advising you to do in this program and the things that you should be doing, you should not expect that in the short term your wife's going to be happy about them. I always say, especially to those of you in the Lone Ranger track, things always get worse before they get better. And this is why. Because you have different agendas, I'm going to be giving you advice that's going to be geared towards you connecting with your wife and reconciling your marriage. She's not going to be interested in you doing any of that or in reciprocating it because she has a very different agenda. But you can't simply comply with her agenda, comply with her requests, because they, for one, conflict with your agenda. For two, and more importantly, they should be, and my guess is they are, a violation of your values. In other words, sure, I'm sure your wife does want you to separate, does want you to leave. But again, do you want to be the kind of man that abandons your family? My hope is you would never do that. Let me give you an extreme example. Let's say your wife came to you, Jeff, and said, you know that neighbor that we never liked much? I want you to join me on a plot to murder him. Would you do it, Jeff?
No.
Absolutely not. Why not? Not because you're stubborn. It's not because you're selfish. It's not because you're arrogant. It's not because you're narcissistic. It's not because you don't love her. It's not because you don't want to help her, please her, satisfy her, or fulfill her. It's much simpler than that. It's because she will have asked you to do something that crosses a line. It breaches a value you hold dear, and you just can't do it. So too here. When your wife asks you to separate, to leave the home, the answer has to be no, not because you have a different agenda than she has, but for the same reason that you wouldn't murder your neighbor, because it's wrong. And just like you wouldn't take action to murder your neighbor, so too you should refuse to take any steps that would murder your marriage as a matter of principle. So, sure, we should all try very hard whenever we can to comply with our spouse's wishes and make them happy. Whenever my wife asks me to do something, the first thing I say to myself is, there any reason why I can't do this? Because if there's not, then I should do it. But I don't just do it just because she asks. It has to go through the filter of my values. And you have to ask yourself, does this request breach a value that is not, that I cannot compromise? When you're being asked to do things like leave your home, or let me come back to your, you know, I try to listen carefully to the questions. I think she said that she doesn't want any more of your gifts, right? So basically what she's telling you there is, do not demonstrate love to me. But again, it's a matter of principle. You should be committed to being a loving husband, committed to an effort to reconcile your marriage when it's on the brink. And a request to not call her, or not give to her, or not be sensitive to her, or not, you know, I could go on and on and on. These are requests to murder your marriage, which you cannot comply with as a matter of principle. And yes, that's going to drive her nuts at first. Because remember, what she wants, Jeff, is for you to do one of two things. Either be a jerk, or leave her alone. If you would do one of those two things, then you will be cooperating with the story that she has concocted, that she's telling herself and everybody else, that absolves her of responsibility, clears her conscience, and paves her way to exit the marriage. And that story, as I'm pretty sure I talked about last time, is of paramount importance to her. She cannot and will not exit the marriage without that story in place. Her conscience will not allow it. Your job, my friend, is to ruin that story. It's to neither be a jerk nor to leave her alone. But it's instead to behave as a tower of moral authority, to reach out to connect with her on a consistent basis. You should be unwavering in that commitment, regardless of how she responds. I don't care how many times she rejects you, because she will reject you. She won't only reject you to say no to whatever it is you're trying to connect about, she will reject you with the purpose of trying to derail any future efforts. They get obnoxious because they're desperate for you to join them in their agenda. They need you to give up just the way they've given up, because that fits with their story. Your job is to ruin that story, to tug on their conscience, which will compel them to eventually begin to reciprocate. And by the way, usually when they begin to reciprocate, they don't do it because they're feeling different about you. They do it because they want to feel different about themselves. But I don't care. I don't care why they do it, as long as they start to do it. And that's the breakthrough. That's the moment that you're looking for. It takes time. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the question. Next question.